Welcome back to your girl's favorite podcast. Today we are watching episode 4, Fade to Black. They have it synopsized as, after a night at the clubs, Polly and Mike have to juggle multiple groups of girlies and mayhem breaks out when a fight erupts at the bar and one of the housemates goes down.
This was a crazy episode.
It was a crazy episode, especially like the housemate going down.
Mm-hmm. The rest of it was really boring, though. I feel like this took a long time. I was worried that you were going to tap out on this, Michelle. I was like, since this is all new to you, I was like, she's going to be so bored with this episode.
Well, I did kind of feel that way. So honestly, I started watching this episode like before I went on all my trips. And I was like, because I was just going to watch them all and like get my notes ready to go. And I was like, I'm going to watch the other two later.
Well, yeah, the first like 40 minutes of it was really boring. And then like the last two, that's when you get all the action.
Yeah, and I mean, they do the reality TV thing where they kind of like tease it, because I was like, did this already happen? And I was like, no, okay, it's still coming. But first, it just feels like a continuation of the Sammy and Ronnie drama, because Ronnie's mad because Sammy gave her number to the cop that she was friends with. And then Sammy, I'm starting to realize, just like kind of won't take accountability for anything ever, because she did do that. And then she goes, well, Ronnie never said you're my girl. Like, he never said those words.
Yeah, so she's like saying she's single. She flat out says, I'm single. And then is like, why is he mad?
Right.
Like, you just got mad that he was dancing in a group with some other girls. But you can go and tell people you're single.
And give them your number.
Yeah. And then that's not a problem. I was like, girl.
It's a problem.
And then Ronnie leaves, which is actually probably the best thing for Ronnie, to just like walk away from the whole thing.
Yeah, I was proud of him right then, because as we see later on in a couple episodes, he has issues and he just walked away.
Yeah, so he's like, okay, I'm going to step away, like I'm going to cool down. Him and JWoww are pals, so she's like, oh, I'm worried about him. I'm going to go follow him and check on him. And then, of course, Sammy takes it to Ronnie left with JWoww. Are they hooking up? Which I do not sense that energy between the two of them at all.
No.
No, but like I get when she got back to the house where she thought that. Because, I mean, do they share a room? I think he's in that room. But, I mean, she gets into the house and he's in nothing but a towel, like, hiding his face on the bed. She's in the next bed over in her sweatpants. So I see what it looks like. But I'm also like, if they did, there's no way the producers wouldn't have put it on the show.
Right.
Like, they would have ate that up. So, obviously, it was not anything going on that way. But I was like, I see where it looks like that, but I don't know what she felt like there was going on prior to that to make her jump to that conclusion.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that she was just drunk and she was pissed off. And you could tell, like, when she walks in the door and she has that look on her face where it's just like, you can tell she's super wasted. But she's also trying to act like she's not, but she's really pissed off. Like, she was walking in for a fight, so.
And she is kind of like a roller coaster drunk. Like, I feel like that's starting to come out in this episode, that she's like very back and forth when she's drinking.
Oh, they both are.
Totally.
It's quite the pair.
Yeah.
We do get to see her take out her extensions for the first time in this episode.
And they just look so good. They look so natural. I'm so impressed with
Until this rewatch, I didn't remember that she had extensions. But since she said it, I've been watching and waiting. Mm-hmm. And you do see her, like, she has one half out and she's, like, waving it around. And I was like, oh, look, your hair is really pretty without them, too. But, I mean,
they look good. I don't know that she really needs them, but they look good. They look super natural.
Mm-hmm. For 2008 or 2007, whenever this was, those were good.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, because continuing her sort of dramatic streak, she says something about, like, every relationship that I have, this happens. And it's like, relationship? You were just single, and haven't you been dating for, like, 3 days?
Yeah.
And then she starts bringing up, like, all the shit that she's told Ronnie. And it's like, what have you told him? Like, once again, it's been 3 days.
Right.
That's where they jump into that, like, super, like, I'm so into you and all these things without, like, actually talking about anything of substance. Like, but I've told you everything. I'm like, but... You're just saying how much you like each other. Like, you're not really talking about your lives.
Right.
And then it's just some of the ways that they talk about each other are so funny, because Ronnie says, I was ready to put Sammy in the equation. In the equation.
Yeah. Right. And then as they're sitting there fighting, he's like, you're my girl. Like, I haven't said that in so long. Like, you're 24. How long has it been?
I know. He clearly thinks that being 24 is like a very mature age. It's not at all. But he's like, I'm a grown 24-year-old man.
And then her owner, this is not a joke. This is no joke. Yeah. Like, she gets, like, very repetitive when she's drunk and upset. Mm-hmm. But just, this is no joke. I'm like, no one was joking. There's no joke. There's no punchline. No, like,
isn't a joke.
Like,
you're
not laughing at you. So I don't understand where some of her drunk lines come from. Because I'm like, no one said that.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like refreshing when we cut to Polly and he has this line where he's like, I go to have sex with my girl. She can't. She's on a period. No big deal. And I like, I'm starting to like Polly a little bit more because he was
still nice. He didn't kick her out.
Yeah. He's like, that's fine. No problem. Yeah, Sammy and Ronnie make up. They wake up together. You can clearly see they're setting up for more drama, but it's fine. And then,
well, actually, though, my favorite part of that whole scene with Polly and Mike is that the girl that's with Polly, she's like, I have to go home because my mom's going to be mad. And I'm like, how old are these girls?
Yeah, but I mean, I remember that. My best friend still lived with her parents, yeah, and we would go out. So I could see that because her parents, every time, like, they were sweet about it, but they're like, what time did you guys get home?
Yeah.
But it really is. You're like, were these girls old enough? I mean, they didn't look like they were underage, but who knows? Yeah.
I mean, they might still be like underage, like under 21, but they're probably at least 18.
But I do like her timing of deciding that, because it was right as Mike was climbing back in bed. Like, he's searching everywhere for his condom, yeah, and he just gets back into bed. And then she's like, I got to go. And the friend's like, well, she's my ride. And it was like, oh. So I'm like, have we actually seen like the boys successfully really hook up? I feel like it's been kind of disastrous each time. Someone blocking, like, it's,
mm-hmm, they're, it's been really a shame, struggling.
At least not that they're showing. Maybe there's stuff happening that they're not showing, because it's, yeah, I mean, it's not as fun if they're able to close every time, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, especially for Mike, when you're saying that, because Polly is at least hooked up with JWoww, like we saw that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep.
And speaking of JWoww, she's still talking to Tommy. She calls him. Polly is just giving her side eye the whole time. She's apologizing. And then you cut to the t-shirt shop and Sammy and Ron are still just like miffed at each other. And she's like not talking to him at work.
It's just so awkward because she's like, she's just upset. Like, she doesn't want to be in a relationship, but she really likes him and she just doesn't know what to do. And
she wants to be chased.
Yeah.
Like, that's her thing, is she wants to be chased more. And I think he got maybe complacent for what she feels, because he's like, yeah, I've got her, she's my girl. And she's like, no, I want you to keep treating me like I'm not yet your girl and you're trying to get me, is where I think she's coming from with it. But yeah, she's kind of cold and like, I'm not gonna talk to him, and like acting all weird. And then it gets so gross with their conversation after. She's like, also, I'm special.
Yeah, he tells her she's special and she's so happy about it, because like you said, she wants that like attention. She wants to be the one being pursued.
Yeah.
You hear, and speaking of gross, Ronnie says smushed for the first time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It comes in. I was so excited. I had that one underlined on here. I was like, yes, we finally hear smushed. And I'm like, I have no idea where that came from, but I was like, it's kind of a good description of smushing things together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially for the two of them, because that's totally how they are. They're either like all over each other, like clinging to each other, or they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Then we get haircut tan Jim. They don't have Jim tan laundry. Yeah. Cut yet, but we get haircut tan Jim. And Mike is so funny during this scene because he seems so insecure. He's talking about, like, if you're not at the gym for an hour or so, you may have a problem. And then immediately goes, I'm at the gym for an hour and a half.
Yeah. He is very insecure. You can tell.
But did you see that sick, like, spin kick that he did into the bag as you're leaving, like, to shove? He's like, hi-ya!
He does that a lot, though. Like, in later episodes, I feel like he...
so funny.
Shows that off.
It's so funny because I'm sure everyone's known like the drunk guy that like pulls out like his Mr. Miyagi like stuff anytime. And I feel like he's that guy. And so it's just so funny. He's like, look what I can do.
And yeah. This is where like you kind of start to see Ronnie doesn't really like Mike, because it almost seems like he's like slut shaming Mike. Like, he's talking about how Mike just hooks up with all these different girls and he's just like very negative about it.
Yeah. I mean, like the types of girls specifically, like he just keeps bringing home like grenades, and he's like, I can't wait to find or to see you actually hook up with a 10. But like, meaning it's never going to happen.
Yeah. There's still the like competitiveness between them over Sam for one. Yeah. But I mean, too, Mike really does. He throws out a wide net and he just kind of takes whatever he catches.
Yeah. He knows it's a numbers game. Like,
yeah,
the more you have out there,
yeah,
the
he doesn't, more likely he doesn't you're going to be able to get laid. Take the time to pursue a singular. So he just like, we'll just throw it out there and what I get, I get.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is definitely his personality in these episodes. And it comes up soon after this too.
Yeah.
Because they all go to Karma and they're like going wild and JWoww's just like loving it and they're having a great time. And Polly's super happy because JWoww's like kind of feeling him. And so he's like, yeah, this is great. Like, I'm rolling with it. They pull up their shirts, they show off their abs, they're like, oh, just living it up. But the boys, Polly and Mike, are so mean because they end up talking to these girls and they're like you said, they're not that into them. But Mike is just like, we got nothing else, just go for these girls.
Yeah, let's take them home.
They're so rude.
But okay, while they're dancing, well, first of all, Nicole is doing like backflips, showing off her thong.
Oh yeah, kuka out, girl. She was doing everything, and by Nicole, not me. No. Yeah. I can't do backflips.
Yeah. But then also, I noticed they're all of the girls are barefoot dancing around the club.
I didn't notice that. Yeah. I noticed Nicole was, but I didn't notice any of the other girls. But I think that was a big thing. It was like, you're going out in like your 6-inch heels.
Yeah.
I didn't take my shoes off, one, because like I hate feet. So I was like, I don't want anyone looking at mine. But I'm like, I knew. I was like, I'm not touching these floors with that. I'm like, I will die where I stand in these shoes. Mm-hmm. I will pay someone to give me a piggyback ride, but I'm not taking them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also feel like Portland has like a slightly different club scene. Like, I feel like it ties into the whole like being on the beach and the beach being right there. And like, yeah, we'll just take off our shoes.
I don't know. I'm guilty. I've taken my shoes off in a club before, like many times in downtown Portland. And also walked through the streets of downtown Portland. Portland, oh, barefoot.
Chelsea.
Oh. I now
is your know, tetanus up to date? Yeah,
like watching this back, I was just like, oh my god, I can't even imagine doing that now. But yeah, for sure, when I was 21, walking barefoot everywhere, it was gross.
There are a lot of things that remind me of being young and 21. I also did not take off my shoes. I would just like murder my feet in heels, and I would tromp all the way home, like, because mm-hmm. I live downtown. Yeah. I would tromp home in my heels because I don't want to pay for an Uber. Be kind of, you know, stomp walking by the end of the night. But
yeah.
And this is the first time we get to see the like iconic Jersey Shore dance, Beating Up the Beat.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And Vinny is so excited explaining what this is, about how you start down low and then you just build and you build and you build. And I don't know, that made me so happy because it was just like, it was watching like a puppy dog getting a new toy. He was just like, yeah. And I was like, this is a very happy moment, and they're all like vibing with each other and so into it. That I was like, I kind of want to like fist pump with you.
It was a good roommate night.
It was, I think, one of their best nights out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it looks like Snooki is like gonna finally get her hookup. She's with this random guy, Russ, who she also calls Ron.
I love that she could not get it right.
She called him Ron the whole time. But I like the AKA Russ.
Yeah. I love that little title card on the bottom. It was killing me because she just nonstop. And I don't think he corrected her.
No, I think he's just like, that's fine. Yeah. You can call me whatever. She also can't find her way back to the house. So they just go to the beach. But they have a nice little like cuddle on the beach. And it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that. I was like, I don't feel like they live far from Karma because it seems like they always walk there. So I thought it was hilarious that she couldn't find her way home. But I was like, I mean, I guess she's drunk and she's maybe used to being with the group. But it was hilarious. And she's like, but I can find the beach.
Yeah. Well, she was also mad that all the boys left without her. So
yeah,
this is where Snooki is in like her shit starting era. She's like, everybody needs to be together. Mm-hmm. And like, everyone kind of finally loves her. So she just wants everyone to be together.
She wants
having
to be the center
time.
Of attention.
It's a Nicole thing. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Nicole, I'm you're very demanding it. Of being the center of attention.
So demanding.
So then I'm so confused with what happens with Ronnie and Mike because the girls that they left, the girls that they were like, we've got nothing else. And then they meet other girls that they think are hotter. So they leave them. Seem to just like break into their house. I don't know if production lets them in, but they like
it
show
had to
up
have been.
In the house.
Yeah, it had to have been production.
Yeah, because they ditch those two girls that they were trying to take home from the club. I'm assuming they're like grabbing their stuff or something, and they just meet girls on the street in a car, and they're like, no, you come home with us, you're better. They clearly didn't
the girls
like,
were with them when they saw the other
like
girls.
They like turned away from them.
I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. I thought they were like waiting on them, so they like did it in front of them.
Yes.
Which, how embarrassing. That's also why I'm confused that the girls like followed them home, because that has not happened to me. I'm not saying it couldn't, but if it did, I would I would flee the scene.
Yeah.
Well, I have a theory about what happened with these other girls because, so yeah, they're with them on the street and then they see these chicks in the convertible. So they run over to them because they're chicks in a convertible. And then the other girls like look and see it and they get pissed off and turn around and walk away. And Mike's like, oh, I don't care, whatever. So meanwhile, I think production talked to these girls and explained like, hey, we need some conflict. Like, we're filming a show, the Jersey Shore. Because when they walk in, this is before, this is season one. So no one knows about the Shore House. Like, mm-hmm. no one knows.
Yeah, it hasn't aired yet. So this isn't a thing. Yeah.
And these girls walk in, they're like, oh my God, do you know what house we're in? So I feel like production head up to
that.
That
was really
know.
Weird that they yeah. said that though, because they're acting like they're in an already yeah. famous house. So I'm also like, or was there like some other stuff? Like, is there another story to this house that we don't know about?
Maybe. I mean, maybe because since Danny owns it, yeah, people know
like,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's really well known for parties. I don't know. I'm so curious on that backstory because yeah. they were like, oh, and I was like, maybe it's about like they know it's MTV. Yeah. So they're like, can you believe we're in this house? Or is it like a notorious house in Seaside?
Yeah, it could be either.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Polly immediately, he says, I immediately fleed the scene. Yeah. But it's also like, he's like, I gotta go to bed. And I'm like, yeah, Polly, of course you do. You're 30. Like, I would have to go to bed too.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Polly. I forget that he's so old. It's funny.
Yeah, because it was that they brought those girls. Those girls came and start yelling. And I thought it was mm-hmm. going to be a fight with those girls yelling.
Yeah.
Down there. Because it's like, Mike, Mike. Like, yeah. screaming. I was like, oh no. But then they just tell the other girl, like, they come in and they're like, no, we like you more. So we're going to kick those other girls out because they weren't going to do anything. And one of them had a boyfriend.
Right.
So, yeah, they bring those girls in instead. And then they're like hanging out. Mike's trying so hard to get with his girl. Polly's stuck with, quote unquote, the grenade. I don't think she was a bad looking girl, but she was really whiny.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
She was dramatic.
Are you going to get me like... I need a shot. I need water. I need this. The hot tub's not hot enough.
She's like complaining about how the house is such a mess.
Yeah, like, she just like didn't really want to be there. Like, no. And she wasn't, I think she wasn't happy that none of the guys seemed that into her. Mm-hmm. So she just was kind of like putting out that energy.
Yeah, then yeah. she was alarmed, but that was hilarious.
Well, and I think this was the first time that they really explained what grenades were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they do explain exactly like, oh, yeah. sometimes one a guy just has to like jump on the grenade, like take one for the team.
Yeah.
This girl,
they call her a bomb. Well, Mike calls her a bomb.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was getting all in there blocking him again. Here is Mike getting blocked again, and it's always the friend, it's never the girl in the situation.
Yeah,
it's a friend. But I'm also like, girls looking out for girls, because if her friend's drunk and she's like, no, you don't want to do this, like, yeah. So I'm like, I could see you being like, you don't want to do this, and you don't want to do it on TV,
right? Yeah.
So I'm like, I get that, but it's also like, well, then why'd you guys go? Like, you clearly had to like pursued and went to this. You could have just right. been like, no, let's go home. Yeah. So I was like, if you're not interested in any of this, you know what you're going over someone's house yeah, for.
You know what's coming.
So Snooki has her nice little beach sleepover with Russ, a.k.a. Ron. And JWoww and Snooki, this is the episode where I feel like they start to really become friends. Like, Snooki's like, JWoww is my girl.
Yeah. Yeah, their relationship really starts building. And this is Russ, or Ron, tattles on Jenny.
Yeah, he's friends with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, really?
And here's the thing. A couple of nights ago, yes, they were like, Jenny and Polly were like way over the top. They should not have been doing what they were doing. But that night, they weren't that bad. They were just like dancing.
She definitely like, there's like video of her like running up and like jumping and kind yeah. of like her, but she was like everyone, it was dance battling, it wasn't right. like they're on each other, like they're all dancing around and jumping on each other and all these things. So yeah, I could see it maybe being a little more of like an uncomfortable point since there was already a history of that.
Yeah,
but nothing bad was actually, if you explain the whole scene, like they're all dancing with each other, they're all being crazy, there right. was nothing going on that way. It was like that excitement, like teammates jumping up on each other kind yeah. of thing.
It was ridiculous. But Snooki stands up for Jenny.
I know. I do think it's funny that she like calls in Snooki as a witness on her call with
them. Like, she's not going to just say whatever Snooki tells her, or whatever Jenny tells her to say. I mean, come on.
I know. And then Snooki says, thank you.
But he's like totally okay with it.
Yeah, he took it and he understood, which I'm like, good. Like, I mean, anyways, if she is lying to you, you're going to find out on TV anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, good. You're like listening that people are telling you instead of you keep being like, no, you're lying. So yeah. I was like, oh, good. Like, yes, you understand. You get it. But it was funny that it was the genre of music was like the defending point of like, no.
It was house music. Yeah, it was not house R&B. Music.
Yeah, it wasn't R&B.
It wasn't grinding music. I know. It's not cheating if it's house music.
Yeah. That's a mini t-shirt. It's not cheating if it's house music.
It's our first merch.
Keep an eye out.
So I got a little confused on the order of this episode, I think. But next is when Snooki's mom comes, yeah. right? And oh, they're yes. so cute together. Like, yeah. they have they're such a sweet friends. Relationship.
That really is. I thought it was so cute. They're both so excited to see each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love her mom seeing the beach and being like, it's so dirty. And then Nicole's, well, yeah, it's the Jersey Shore. Yeah.
What do you expect?
So funny, but it was so cute. They like... They seem like best friends at the same time as being moms. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, but I realized just how young Nicole is. Like,
yeah.
not just age, but like maturity that she's like, she's really never been away from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff. But I was like, I get it. It was like, I love your mom too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a cute little beach day together and it's her mom's birthday and it's really nice. And then
her mom leaves
her
and
mom
she
leaves and
starts
she's
crying.
Sad.
No.
And they meet up with Scott and Julio, which I wrote this down, but now I don't really remember who Scott and Julio are.
They work at the short store with them.
Okay, that's right. So they come out to party. And like this is, again, where like everybody's having a good time. And Snooki's like, now everybody appreciates me. Everybody mm-hmm. sees that like I'm a fun, like nice girl. And they're all like having fun.
Yeah.
And Snooki's hanging out with this guy. And she's like, yeah, I haven't had sex yet. And he's like, we got to make that happen. And she just deadpan goes, I don't really want to. Yeah, I know.
Well, at first I thought that that was the guy that was going to hit her because we had seen it in the previews. But then I think that was just one of the guys that they work with.
Yeah, I just think it's
yeah
like people because it seemed like the whole bar was really vibing. Like it was a whole group going on there.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then there's those three random guys that seemed like started out with kind of heckling them.
Yeah.
It was
and then they
hard.
Keep taking their shots.
Yeah. And this is where I got a little confused because then like Mike saying, oh, yeah, they kept taking our drinks. So I went to buy them. Like if you look at me, he goes three for these guys, too. So he was going to buy them drinks. And so I think it all broke out over confusion because they'd already been stealing their drinks. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to buy them some.
Yeah.
And you're in a loud bar, so you don't hear it.
Yeah.
And so Snooki thinks they're still stealing their drinks and gets up on a chair to like yell at them. Yeah. Like you're
she
not.
She has to.
Gonna take our drinks. I know she's so funny because she wants to be so tough and she's so tiny and not tough.
She wants to be like JWoww, but she's not.
She really wants to be like JWoww.
yeah but seriously though, like I have had people that like try to take your shots or your drinks or whatever and it's like, fuck you, buy your own drink. Like,
yeah,
we're not friends. Why are you trying to take my drink?
Yeah, it was really weird because they seemed like almost like they're making fun of them. They're like, yeah, but we want your alcohol. I'm like, dude, you can clearly tell like the bar was not that crowded. It wasn't like it was some crazy nightclub. It was a bar pretty lit up.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like you accidentally were like, oh, we ordered those too. You were just like, oh, okay, you guys are ordering a bunch. You won't notice I'm taking this. I'm
right.
Like, that's kind of a dick move.
And I'm sure that they were like, oh, production's paying for this. Like, they won't notice it's missing. But I don't think on these earlier seasons, I feel like they actually were having to pay
for
a lot of
their
stuff.
Yeah, they were having to pay for
their
stuff. That's why, like, way back when Vinny had pink eye, that he's like, no, I want to shift to make this up.
Yeah.
Because that was how they were getting their money to go out. Like, they were there on their own money. They weren't getting paid yet.
Yeah.
Because MTV didn't know if this was actually going to work.
Right.
Yeah, this was just like all a speculative thing. Like, yeah, come live in this house and party and like have a fun summer and we'll film it.
Yeah.
I don't think Snooki's wrong about this.
Oh, and no.
It's insane that this guy just hits her in the face.
Even if some girl is up in your face yelling at you, like you don't just hit her. Like that's not ever how you handle that situation.
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy because they don't show the hit, but it like cuts to black. And then there she is like, he hit her hard enough. She's on the floor.
Yeah,
like
she's on the
off
ground.
That stool on the ground, holding her face. And it's like, holy shit, you really just did that.
Yeah.
Like you basically hit a child. Let's be real.
I know, because she's like 2 feet.
Yeah. Like
she was the same height as him, like standing on the chair. Like,
right.
Yeah. So it was so crazy. But I mean, everybody in the bar like jumps into response on that and is like right at this guy and like pushing him out the bar. And I was like, hell yeah, that's how you react. Yeah. Cause it's like, yeah, you know, there's always the like, what would you do shows, and people just like sit there, and I was like, thank you. Everyone's reacting. And you're like, no dude, you're out of here.
Yeah.
I noticed that too. Like the whole bar literally like drags him out into the street, and he gets like immediately and then taken away by the cops. Like
cops just standing there.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
I'm assuming that maybe productions kept them around because it seems like they've had a few yelling incidents.
Yeah. So they're just the like, cops do wherever, seem to be close.
Wherever these are, you know, the cameras are there, there's going to be problems. So they do get that guy, and like the roommates are super worked up yelling and all this stuff, but his friends took off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of get it, because you're like, I'm not going down for this, but also be a man and stay there. Like your friend screwed up, you didn't, so don't look like an asshole and don't make it worse for yourself by running off.
Yeah.
I am kind of shocked that they show the guy's face. They hit her like, I'm, because he had to sign a release, I think, to be on the show. I'm kind of shocked that he agreed to that.
Yeah.
Because he looks awful. Like, he is awful.
Does he have to sign a release if he's been arrested so his face is in a public database, though?
I don't know the answer to that.
Where I wonder, too, is, like, did he sign it?
The other two were blurred.
I would not sign it for something like that. Like, people, you are now a woman beater. Like, absolutely not. And from what you're learning of everyone knowing each other, like, Seaside Heights is a small town.
Yeah.
You might be right.
I feel he's not going to be around in the future.
I would definitely be like, we're not hanging in this town anymore.
We have to find somewhere else to go.
That is the other thing, though, with the cops, is I don't know if the cops are just around because it's like a clubby town. Like, I do feel like in
They're around
Portland,
a lot.
Yeah, like, scene, they do have just like cops stationed at this point. Well, no, I don't know about it at this point, but like when I was younger, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of curious with the amount of fights and stuff we've seen. Like, was this a normal amount at the time? I feel like there were quite a few fights, you know, when you go out back then, but I don't feel like I would see them like this around Portland.
No.
But I was like, for Seaside Heights, was this like a relatively normal thing that there was this many bar fights?
I wonder about that too, because some of the guys kind of talk about like fighting. Like, Paulie has talked about it earlier, I think. Like, they do talk about like fights being a thing that happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, that might explain more police presence. They're like, oh, it's always so rowdy here.
Yeah.
I don't know about Portland so much, but like, I know I grew up in a small town and there were a lot more fights there versus like when I would go out to Portland, I feel like. So
just because it's like there's not that much to do, so people just fight.
I feel like, you know, people, like everyone knows everyone, and if you guys have beef and then you drink,
it's coming out.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, that was episode 4, the main action, all in the last 2 minutes.
Yep. They leave us with Snooki just crying on the floor, and
which is so sad.
Like, what do you do? Like,
I know.
And I mean, like, it's crying. So that was heartbreaking.
It was bad. I mean, you could tell she was in pain. Like, that was a bad hit. I think she definitely wins the episode.
I think she wins, even though she goes down.
Well, I mean, I mean, she's the winner of this.
Participation trophy.
Yes. Like, she is my favorite out of the episode. I have the most compassion for her.
That's fair. Who do you think lost this episode?
God, Ronnie and Sam.
Just both of them together.
I don't know if they're ever going to end up winning another episode at this rate. Like,
I know. Well, Mike is a contender, though.
Yeah, but... and like, Mike is...
Yeah.
His douchiness is to come.
Yeah.
But those two, I'm like, I don't know how... The roommates are already kind of getting tired of it. Mm-hmm. And it's only a couple weeks in, because I think they're only really in this house like a month of summer. And they're already getting into all these fights. But it's just like... You guys can't see this? Like, you're not having fun.
No.
No, but this is where I'm like, it reminds me of being young and those couples that are just like so into each other and so all over each other and can only focus on each other. And it's like all about them.
Nothing
like,
else in the world exists.
And I see it being harder, I guess, because they're stuck in the house together. So that's also where I was like, I think there's something to everyone who's saying like, you don't get into a relationship inside the house.
Yeah.
Because there is no self time. There's none of this stuff. Like, you're not easing into a relationship. You jumped into a relationship and you live together.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. And then all the alcohol, and clearly both of them are accustomed to being single.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, I would definitely say that they're the top losers here. Actually, no, probably worse. The guy that hit Snooki.
That's true. He's biggest the real loser of that episode.
Biggest loser. No reason to do that. Like, that was so uncalled for. It doesn't matter if she's saying you're taking our drink.
Right.
Literally just turn around and walk away from the bar. Like, you already took the shot.
You say, oh, no, Mike bought it for me or whatever. Like, or my bad. Like, why was your instinct to swing on a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, like, even if she's getting, she wasn't hitting him. She was like getting in his face, but she's not being violent at all. She's literally just like, hey, don't take our shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even really think about him, but he's obviously the loser.
Yeah, he's a loser, but he's not part of the cast.
So the cast, but Ron and Sam.
Like, yeah, Ron and Sam. But if you want to talk about like overall, like,
he's definitely the loser.
The whole overall of Jersey Shore,
mm-hmm.
just all seasons, everything, it's going to be that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't have a favorite quote this episode because I don't feel like there was anything that exciting that happened. The best I can come up with is when Mike calls that girl a bomb. Like, she's not even a grenade. She's a full-on bomb.
Yeah, it wasn't a very quotable episode. No. I feel like, again, it was the usual like tumultuousness between Ron and mm-hmm. Sam. And then
and that just drug on for so long.
And then all of a sudden you get this high action thing at the end, which there's not really quotes from it except for a whole bunch of inaudible like yelling.
Yeah.
So
my favorite quote was Polly, and because he says, I immediately fleed the scene. All the girls are there. And he's
he was, I mean, he was sly with that. That was so funny. Like trying to like quietly behind them was like whoop, right back around. Oh, like that was pretty good. And best explains.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Down to Pod. Tune in Monday for our next episode.
Don't forget to rate, review, and follow us on Instagram at downtopod and on TikTok at down.to.pod. If you like what you heard, we would love if you would leave us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can also find our sister podcast, Eras of Horror and The Lost Eras, on the same networks.
Until next week, beat that beat.